produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
As the seasons are changing, in my area, it's time to grab a heavier sweater, put away the lightweight garments. And really hunker down. That's how I feel. That's me. I love this time of year. And maybe in your area where you're listening, it may be warm. It may be changing to warmer weather and time to bring out the lighter clothing. Enjoy it. But as I think about the seasons changing, and I get like clockwork. I know the things that I put in the closet or put away in a drawer or storage are now time to go back and look at those things and say, okay, where are you, sweater? You know, let me, as you will, rotate my closet. I don't know about all of that, but I do put those things aside so that when the weather changes, and we know that it will, it's just timing. It's just the way of life. I reach for those things. And when I thought about it, when I really thought about it, am I so in tune with my spirit when I need a spiritual rotation? When I need to reach for the word, when I need to sit down and really get in tune with the season that I'm in. And I can only speak from my perspective. But I had to admit that sometimes, as we're getting busy about going out and traveling and doing things as we did before, I have found that being more in tune with the seasons of my spirit can get foggy. And it's so important to realize that as we are changing our clothes, that we also have to get a changing of our spiritual health as well, so that we can guard against becoming, if you will, for lack of the word that I'm looking for here is just cluttered with so many things as we were before. I think that the past year or so has put us, I would like to say, for me, I will say, has put me in a place of being more in tune with not just the seasons and going about and being busy about, But hearing when I need to really sit down and have a spiritual cup of tea, if you will. And really, how can you really do that and enjoy the moment if you don't have a foundation, if you don't recognize that there is time to do that? Just as I pull for a sweater to feel warmer, I should be looking for the word, because it is when I sit down and I really get focused, I recognize that this was what I needed. Because I don't want to become cluttered. I don't want to become bogged down with the things that are not going to serve me well. And not just me. Because when I think about it, it is not all about me. But it is about those whom look to me, my family, those who I look to, to help, whether it's on the job, whether it's just being a friend. We've often heard you can't pour from an empty cup. Yeah, it's so true. Because like the seasons, I would love to have spring and fall all year round. Maybe a few summers mixed in. But would I know how to adjust if I didn't have a turning of the seasons? Would I be able to appreciate the different seasons as they come? Or the different turns even in my personal life and as it goes? Would I be able to pay attention and appreciate where I am? And no, who likes adversity? But would I be able to appreciate having gone through a season and seeing the result on the other side being far better, having been in tune? I think about the word, and there's a scripture. When I'm in that space where I need to, when I'm getting cluttered and spiritually, and I feel that I'm starting to take things on in a different way, more personally than me praying about it, I find myself on that worry side, and I quickly, maybe not as quickly as the Lord would like, but I find myself saying, okay, this is a season, this is a turning. It's time to grab your spiritual garments, your word, your sword, and sit down. And the Lord is speaking. And I often think of this. First Samuel 3. When the Lord was calling Samuel, but he was very young. We're all still young. Doesn't matter where we are. We can never know it all. And the Lord was calling him, but he thought that it was his spiritual father, Eli. But he didn't realize that the Lord had a season, and it was coming upon that time, but he was not yet aware. Thank God for the right people in your life that have turned you away from doing something that could have totally changed your life and taken you from the path that you should be on. That's a whole other conversation. But I think about how Samuel heard the voice of God calling him, but he didn't really understand it. And he thought that he was hearing Eli speak to him. But with all that Eli had going on, I'm thankful that he was able to say to Samuel, go lie down, Eli said to Samuel, 1 Samuel 3:9, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord had to have called Samuel many times. I think about how many times he's called me. Do you? The Lord came and stood, verse 10, and called as at the previous times. "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." If we could be so in tuned, or maybe we have been, but we found ourselves busy doing other things, and we knew we needed to come, but we kept going, because there are times where we feel that if I don't do this way, or if I don't do it that way, it's not going to get done. And that's so far from the truth. Because in reality, we can't do it without God. We can't do it without the Father. We need the leading and the guiding. However small, however large. It's so good to be able to come and sit. The word again, remember, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." When we can get to that place that we know that there's no doubt, just as we need a sweater on a chilly day, that we need to hear the Father leading and guiding us on this path called life. We need it now more than ever. We cannot walk this walk, because the light that we need, it's not going to come about in the busyness of our day. Because we could accomplish the task, we could get the work done, we can make the deadlines, we could get a meal on the table, whatever it may be, the laundry done, the sheets changed, whatever it may be. And we may find that we're still missing something. There may be some elation there. There may be some, "Oh, wow, I did this." But if we're really, really honest with ourselves and that internal turning and calling, we still need, as they say, the lock, the key in the lock. We still need to partner with the Father. We still need to come to the CEO of our lives and check in and do an assessment. As the seasons change for me here, I recognize that as it's changing, I'm still needing the Father. For what I think is just a normal day can turn out to be a day where I have no idea this or that was going to come about. But when I check in with the Father, I am so much better for having had my spiritual tea, if you will. So that whatever comes in that day, it is well, because I have my Father guiding and leading me on the right path. And if I choose and get it wrong, I may have needed a coat I brought a sweater to a coat day or what have you. That means I might need to go back and get another cup of my spiritual tea. And again, I always say, I hope this makes sense for you. We don't need to make it a mountain. We need to be simple and realize that that the Lord is always calling us to keep our lamps lit in Him. We can only do that in Him. We can only find the instructions that we need. We can only turn on the light and keep it lit when we say, Lord, protect me and keep me. How is He to do that if we don't put in the time that we need to be able to hear and to be able to know the difference? Oh yes, we have so many beautiful things that will keep us distracted. But are they, and it's pleasant, don't get me wrong, but there are times where, like, some go to the spa. We need our spiritual hearts and minds renewed, and we need to remove the toxins from our body. So we need to sit with the Father. We need to come and just rest in his presence, because He's with us. But if we don't reach for Him, if we don't acknowledge that we cannot do this by ourselves. So as we are rotating our closet, the Word says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. We should be renewing often. We should be looking to the Father daily. We cannot do this walk without Him. So if this is for me a reminder that as you go about and you start to bring things back into your schedule, don't forget the most important part of your day. And that is our spiritual guidance. That is our coming in and saying, Lord, what is Thy will for my life? What on this path do You need me to see so that I am not just about me, but those that are spiritually connected to me, those that I can assist by doing what it is that You called me to do? It may affect someone on the other side of the world. It's so important that we spend the time with the Father that we truly need, so that we're built up in our faith, that we're coming to the Father, spending that time sitting before Him. I can't tell you how to do it. It's how He calls you to Him. You know in your innermost soul when you need to be renewed and restored. You know when the issues of life are starting to weigh you down and cause you to be in a place where there's no clarity, or that you feel a little foggy. Sometimes we say, oh, I'm just a little tired, I'm a little off, whatever comes to mind for you. Acknowledge it. Don't ignore it. Sometimes it's the leading and the guiding of the Father to have us just come and sit with Him, just to be still. Peace, be still. Calm the storms that may arise. Don't wait for them to be so out of control that we're overwhelmed. Overwhelmed to the point where every little thing starts to cause us to be out of balance, and that we react out of our feelings. It's so beneficial for us to have that time where we are honest with ourselves and say, you know what? I'm not going to be busy about this, that, and the other today. I am going to sit quietly. I'm going to appreciate the quiet. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Those are those moments where you say, Father, I don't know what to pray, but I know that there, before there is an actual storm, or I feel that there is something that is not, that I'm not at complete rest with. Speak to me, Father. Speak to my soul. Renew my mind. What is it that you would have me to do? I'd rather have your will be done than anything that I could think up with all the busyness that I encounter. It's so easy to be offset. You can have a general goal. You can wake up with so many, I'm going to do this today, and this is what's going to be. And then something happens to offset that. But if we make coming to the Father, spending that time in His presence, whether it's quietly or prayerfully, whatever He calls you to do in that time, let Him renew your soul. Let Him renew and remove the spiritual toxins, the cares of this world, this life, the busyness of our day that sometimes cause us to be so distracted that we look to the Father as an afterthought. And if we are honest with all that's going on in the world today, the last thing we need to do is forget about our set time with the Father. That needs to be our priority one. If we're honest, we feel so much better when we do make that priority one. And if I can encourage you today, as I'm getting older and maturing, I'm recognizing that that has to be priority one. Because when I don't, and I miss that time, and I'm busy doing something else, or something else is allowed to come in and take up that space, I know that. I find that I'm not at the level that, or producing at the level that I'd like to. So when I know that making the Lord, that sit time with the Father, my priority one, it's like an energy, spiritual energy, as if I've taken a super vitamin. Some say they do, you know, certain brands and it gives them a lift of the day, or that first cup of coffee. How about our spiritual cup of coffee? How about that? Something for to think about. Know the difference. If I can encourage you to just know the difference, take a spiritual pulse, your spiritual pulse, and know the difference. As we clothe ourselves, the word says, put on the armor, your armor for the day. So as we put on our physical clothes, how can we get dressed, be fully and completely prepared to face what's coming toward us for the day, if we're not spiritually sound? I pause because it truly is something to think about more and more. I pause because even now I hear the Lord speaking to me about me. Yeah, we miss it. We're not perfect. There's so many things I get up and say, oh, Father, I might talk to the Father for 2 minutes and then get distracted by something that I forgot to do the night before. And if I let that control and take away from where I needed to be initially, my day is not going to be as productive as I thought it should be. But when I take my time and give the Lord his honor by being and saying, Lord, I need you to direct my steps. I need you, Father, to come in and look at what my day is, because the gift of life, the breath of life, he's the great I am. He knows my beginning and my end. Why would I not say, Lord, look at this. I'm thinking about doing this. What do you say? Are my prayers being selfish, or can they help someone else? Am I in the right state of mind if someone calls me and asks me for advice? Am I in a right place spiritually to be able to give them what it is the Lord would want for them? Or am I speaking to them from a place of uncertainty and being overwhelmed or distracted with my own cares? I pause. And that's all I'm saying, is we have to take those pauses. We have to take time. It's so important now. Again, the reference to if we change with the seasons, with the winter and the way we dress ourselves and prepare for the day, for the temperature change, why not take a spiritual temperature check? Know when it is that you may need another layer of the Father's love and the Father's instructions for your soul. Not just for yourself, for anyone that you may encounter. I can't say it enough, because I am realizing how I speak to my family. If I haven't spent my time with the Lord, I am not as sound as I would like to be. And I end up answering out of how I felt at that moment, rather than what the Lord would have said had I spent that time. I would have probably answered. I know I would have answered so differently. My actions can stir the whole situation if I'm not in the right place, if I'm not spiritually sound of mind. So yes, speak, Lord. Speak. Use me to speak the right way. Change my thinking. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. When we read the word, it's showing us how we too are going through the same thing. Oh, we may not be hiding out in a cave, but we may be running from something that may have turned our whole day around, or decisions we've made from a place of uncertainty, because we may not have looked to the Father to direct and order our steps. The Word constantly, the Lord is constantly speaking through the Word. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy. He knew that we would be in this place. He knew at some point in time, we're going to need what money cannot buy. The finest pair of shoes cannot satisfy. And that's a longing within our souls that is only left where he can only touch, where he can only come and give us that soundness of mind that we need in our innermost parts, our soul. That's a special place left for him that only he can touch. We could be in the best relationship and still find ourselves longing for something more. And that's wonderful to have a great relationship. But how about a relationship with our Father? How about our spiritual sound relationship with the Father? So that when the issues of life come at us from a different perspective, not always perfect, we're able to stand firm in knowing that we're not alone. We have a grand advisor to help us to be able to respond. And maybe not. We may not respond well, but we can come back to the Father. So we can say, Lord, I didn't get that right. Why did I react that way? And when we're quiet enough, He'll speak to us. I'm so thankful now that I understand this. I didn't understand it before. I could not understand it because I thought my way or no way. And oh boy, how that set many fires in relationships and just within myself. So I'm thankful for the Father that He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. So that I'm aware now that I cannot figure everything out. But if I come to You, Lord, and I come to You and I ask You in prayer, when I come to You and I sit quietly and I reflect, that You will be there for me, that You will speak to me and You will lead me and guide me. But I know that I need to admit and I needed to be honest and say, I needed You, Lord. I need You now. I need You every day. What are we doing today? Because I don't want to do it without You leading and guiding me. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Light the way for me, Lord. Light the way. So that I don't have to come back and say, why did I do that? Or why did I not say that? Or what is going on with me? How often do we have to say, I'm sorry? If we just took the time to say, wait, let me take a spiritual pause. Let me hold my peace. Lord, I need You. Speak. So that I don't set my whole house on fire because I'm not in a place where I am filled with Your Spirit, but I'm calling on another spirit. I'm all in myself when I need to be full of You and looking and leaning on You. And what would You say concerning the situation? Or should I, again, light a match and cause a fire because I wasn't in the place where I needed to be so that I may hear You? Something for us to think about. I pause. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.